welcome, everybody, to our live broadcast today with the Catholic Gaming Insider. We are here for another great episode we're really excited about today. With me today is a guest I've been promoting for a long time. We keep trying to get him on, you know, and it's hard to get a hold of you.
I've been so busy.
Welcome, everybody. We're really excited, and we're going to talk to him right now. This is our guest.
I would like to say that it is pretty neat to be on this show, and I've wanted to come on to CGI for so long, and it's actually pretty funny because you are Catholic, whereas I am Christian, but the name still works for both. They're both CGI. That was pretty neat.
I hear about that a lot. Well, I just want to say real fast that whenever we put content online, we get those comments a lot that it's the same. The CGI.
Right.
And then you get some people that we always hear the joke, I hate CGI. But of course, you know,
but they're not.
Yeah, they're talking about the prevalence of computer imagery in movies and television, and you know, and there's kind of no substitute for in camera effects and trickery. But that, you know, I'm getting on a whole other kettle of fish.
That's the only other thing.
So anyway, you were saying though. Oh. So CGI is kind of the same.
Right, and I was also saying that I think it's pretty neat that you would have me on, even though our views with our religion is so different,
right,
that you would still invite me to have the discussion with you still. I think that's a pretty interesting and neat thing to do.
Yeah.
And that kind of goes into today's society. I think we should all look at each other and say, although look at us, look how different the two of us are,
right,
but we can still have a nice dialogue. And I think everyone could maybe take an example from that.
Yeah, the two, I mean, you're kind of looking at two different sides of the ocean,
right?
In a way, when we're on camera, it's like you couldn't find two more different types of people, culturally, just our background and everything, but we find common ground, and I think the world could learn a lot from that. But even though some of the basic fundamentals of where you come from and what you believe, may be perceived as wrong, it's important that we create a dialogue, and it's always important to create that. So today, I thought would be a lot of fun to talk about and discuss is what's going on. This being the Catholic Gaming Insider, is what's going on in the world of video games right now. Of course, what happened with Nintendo this week? Did you see what happened?
Now it was the mini Direct. Is that what they called that? The mini Direct.
It was Nintendo Direct Mini, which I didn't see what was so mini about it. 15 minutes.
That's pretty long.
I mean, you send me a 15-minute video, most times I'm going to close it. But I like that they, they kind of sprang it on people, kind of surprised people.
Yeah, well, I saw actually the day before that GameStop accidentally talked about it on Twitter, but then they deleted that tweet.
Yeah.
So I think people kind of, the jig was up for a little bit.
Yeah.
What did you think overall of the
Well, from what I saw, I thought it was interesting, finally, Kirby, I'm, huge Kirby fan, guilty, that's going to be on the Nintendo Switch very soon, and I'm glad we got kind of a general date for that. But what I thought was most interesting was how many different games are being ported to the Nintendo Switch
and migrated over. That was interesting to me.
Yeah.
That was interesting. Now, the Donkey Kong... Did you ever play that Donkey Kong? Because I did not.
I gave it a. If you want to hear a funny story,
I would love to.
When I got that game originally, Donkey Kong Tropic Thunder came out on the Wii U. I played it for the first time, and I remember having a lot of trouble and a lot of difficulty with how to. Beat the levels. I couldn't really make it through. And I found myself frustrated. So I had my son Parker come in, and he was, that's our thing is we're a Nintendo household. We play games together. And he came in and said, "Daddy, let me play Tropic Thunder, and I'll tell you what I think about it." Okay. And I left that night. I had things to write. I had to write the sermon for the next week. And when I came downstairs, I heard my son saying the most vulgar, absolutely sick.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Material.
He was.
Yeah, because you're hitting, there are these situations in the game that are borderline impossible.
Right, but I have to ask you, where did he even get these words from? Like my kids, exactly. I don't think if they, when it came to swears, they wouldn't even know, because I shield them from all of that.
Exactly.
So I that's concerning.
Exactly.
Anyways, I interrupted your story. I apologize.
No, but it's providence, and nothing is coincidence. Here's what happened.
Okay.
So I see him play it, and I think he was the old gorilla.
The old Cranky Kong.
The old gorilla. Yeah.
Cranky Kong?
Yeah.
I believe so.
And he's bouncing, bounce, bounce, bounce. Falls into a pit, and he says, and just to abbreviate,
okay,
GDF. Fill in your imagination. But
GDF.
And so obviously I tell him to stop, and we turn the system off and all that stuff. And I notice what else is on the system.
What?
Go through the applications.
Yeah.
Netflix. Which is fine. We have a Netflix account.
You do.
And we have, yeah, we have it sectioned off into the there's a child account that you can have for your children. I don't think they filter it. I think they barely do anything with that, because it says children shows. Okay. And what does it list? You know, it's the Muppet thing.
Yeah.
Blue Clues. And I was so upset. I couldn't believe it.
I just, you know,
let me finish.
I'm sorry.
The next thing that I saw was,
what did you see?
Maury Povich. Full seasons. Every season.
I didn't even realize.
Yeah, it's now, on there, and how that got through the children's filter. And I think what it is honestly, like, there's this inclination to believe that because it airs during the day, it's children's programming.
Right.
I think that's how it got through, but Maury Povich was there. So I start to look at, okay, what was he watching? And you could see where it resumed from. You know, you can see, you know, the little red bar where they stopped watching.
Right.
It's right in the middle of someone, you know, are they the father? Yes.
Oh.
And it was, yes, they are. And it was unbleeped.
Unbleeped.
So you heard it from me first. And this is not a joke. Maury Povich is uncut every season.
That's outrageous.
Yeah.
And
that's
why
easily watched it.
I really hope that you called Netflix and canceled that second. That's what
I did.
I don't have Netflix.
But the reason I'm bringing this up, reason I'm bringing this up, what it goes back to is I'm so happy Netflix did not come to the new Nintendo, the Nintendo Switch. I'm glad that there's no Netflix on that, because it was, the whole thing was a mess, and we're really, the whole thing.
Wow.
I can have my kids play Nintendo again. You know,
right.
I feel a little safer about it. But
right.
Anyway.
Back to the game.
Yeah.
Being frustrating.
Yeah. I'm really sorry that I went off on that tangent.
No, you know, not only is it gaming, but I think we also should, you know, real life family stuff. That's what people want to hear.
Yeah.
And, you know,
this is real. Yeah. You know,
yeah.
This is real.
And not,
this is
not
real,
everyone.
Yeah.
No one's perfect.
Yeah.
We've all sinned.
Yep.
And, you know, I think that Parker, you know, hopefully learned some lessons.
We taught. Yeah. We
I'm taught. Sure you did. I'm sure you did.
And we'll talk a little bit more about sin a little bit later. And, you know, we're always trying to balance what, you know, the gaming versus the word. But I just want to say it is of him. It is of him that the word is spoken, and it is beneath him that the word is laid. And between the two is the world's between. And that's the famous quote. You know, that's what I always like to tell people, you know, whenever someone's sick and, you know, cancer, the whole thing.
Mm.
Okay, so, yeah, so they showed Donkey Kong Tropic Thunder, and then what I was honestly surprised too is this is the third time that Zelda Hyrule Warriors is coming to another system, which I just feel like has had its time. You know, it's kind of like how many times can we put this out? Yeah, little bit. But then I also look at it as not many people had the Wii U, the original system it was on.
Right.
And so this is kind of an opportunity. I really think you could probably re-release any of the games on the Wii U.
Yeah.
And at this point, and people would cherish it because not many people had the original. So
I agree with you. The only problem with the Switch that I like the Wii U better is just the multiplayer, and it's just a real pain. It's a real pain to get more than two controllers going.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're planning on doing for that.
Yeah.
But that's a problem.
Yeah.
The big announcement that I saw, the final thing was, what, Dark Souls?
Dark Souls.
I mean, goes without saying, that's not going to be played.
No.
No,
not going
to. I should mention it so everyone else knows what's out there and what their kids may want to play, but I guarantee you, you see the title, Dark Souls, you're not going to let your kid play that.
Yeah. I want to talk about, we were at TayoCon last week in Arizona, which is a whole thing, a separate story, because the whole, you know, a lot of the panels there were not, were you know, I'm not going to get into it. They were secular panels, but I saw one guy there. He's a cosplayer, and I was so excited to talk to him because I am a Monty Python nut. Like, everyone watching this, if you've ever seen me, you know, if you ever seen me say I'm a Monty Python nut, it's because I mean it. Because
he's serious.
So I see this guy dressed as a knight, and I said, "That is, it is a flesh wound."
You said that.
And he looked. He just kind of gave me one of these. Stunned, you know.
He was stunned.
He didn't say anything.
Did he see the movie? Have you seen it?
Well, that's kind of the twist of the story. Oh, don't step on the punchline.
I'm sorry.
But no.
No.
It was this Dark Souls thing. Oh. Yeah, I thought he was a knight from Monty Python.
And he wasn't.
No, it was a whole...
What?
Yeah, so that was just kind of a weird... I tried to talk to him, and it was like speaking another language.
Oh. That's disappointing, because you think you're on the same, you know, level and wavelength with somebody else, and then they're playing that game. And not only that, but then they're going to cosplay as that game, which you're just taking the devil's form right there.
Yeah.
You're just putting on his skin and walking around proudly.
Well, it's kind of what you talk about with false idols and stuff like that. And, you know, that's one of the things I'm kind of always talking to you about, you know, at the Christian Gaming Insider.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you know, how you practice is fundamentally wrong, and how, and the thing at your core, a lot of the things are false. But, you know, we still try to show respect, and that's what it's all about, is meeting in the middle and trying to find the common ground. And I'm talking to this knight at this event, and he just stands there like I'm crazy. And, you know, the whole thing is really, it's really upsetting and sad. And, you know, sometimes I think about all those children.
Who?
The invisible children.
Oh. Yeah. No, well, you have to think about them.
And I think, who's thinking of them?
You are.
I guess, you know, it's something to really consider. Am I the only one?
I sure hope not.
So that's what we try to do. We're going to take a moment here, and I want to just, between all the game talk, I want to give a message we were told to read from what's going on with Daniel right now. As everyone remembers from last week's episode, Daniel is in a lot of pain, and there's a really sick situation with him. So we want to just say, he wants to say hi to Nani.
Hi, Daniel.
Nani and Grandpa.
Hi, Daniel.
He wanted to say hi to Nani and Grandpa, and he wanted to say that Gammy Num Nums is looking out for you. And I'm not really sure who that is. You know, that was just what was read to me. And,
right.
But I think it's someone who passed away before he did. I shouldn't say that.
He
hasn't passed.
He hasn't passed.
But it's not looking good. So I want to just say Gammy Num Nums is looking out for you.
Okay.
Hold on. Quiet for 1 second.
Sorry. Better, Daniel.
Okay. Anyway, sorry.
It's okay. Is he watching now? Well, Daniel, if you are
okay, Daniel, we want to wish you the best, and just hope that you are on route for a speedy recovery. You know, again, this keynote was a mini keynote. The another surprising remaster was The World Ends With You. Which was a Nintendo DS game back in the day.
I know you were the Switch.
Yeah, I know you were a huge fan of that.
Huge fan.
you know, kind of the its take on Shibuya culture and the Shibuya lifestyle. And love so why don't Shibuya. You talk a little bit about that? Because you, I know you, you
well,
love the original.
Well, in my travels with my youth group back in the day, we would travel and we went to Japan.
You guys went on, that was your mission, was there, right?
Yeah. Well, we don't have missions. Oh. It was my mission, but not like, there's the Mormon mission. That's not what I was doing. But we went to Japan and we traveled around, and that was a big game when I was out there back in when was that, 2007? Eight? Nine? Three?
I don't know.
You know, they all blend together. But yeah, so we were out there and everyone was, you know, on the 3DS playing this game. And I had it, you know, I picked it up. Mm-hmm. Now, I got it in Japan and I couldn't understand because there wasn't an English, I couldn't get to the English section, couldn't find that. So I just kind of you know, tapped around and I kind of saw the gestures on the faces and I kind of could figure out what the gist of it. So great game. Can't wait to play it.
Our fellowship mission to not a mission. I shouldn't say that either.
That's what the Mormons do.
Yeah, and we're not associated with that.
They kind of ruined that word a little bit.
Right. Yeah.
A little bit. In all honesty, ruined it. No offense.
Yeah. They
about that, but they. But yeah. You did.
It's just their attitude. We don't want to.
Yeah, and we're
associated with that.
No.
But when we went on our when our segregation went over to Japan, I just stayed in the hotel room. You know, for a nation like that to reject our kind of Western mindset and the whole, you know, there isn't really, I land at the airport, I'm at customs. I ask, where's their kind of central belief system positioned?
Right.
And the guy just went,
oh,
wow. Okay. I'll just be in the hotel.
You know,
I don't need
that
to,
is a good
I don't
question.
Need to participate.
So, you know, when I was out there, you know, there were a lot of temples, a lot. But I didn't see anyone practicing any religion at all, which I kind of thought, to me...
A lot of people taking pictures and not a lot of people praying.
A lot of pictures. And, you know, you put the camera down and maybe just get on your knees and embrace him.
Yep.
Maybe just do that.
Yep.
And, you know, I basically saw Japan as a gold mine to get a lot of people over to our side.
Yeah.
They didn't work. I don't know how it went for you guys.
Every single person I walked up to...
Yeah.
In my hotel lobby, when I went out to eat, which is about the extent of my travel there, every person I said, I gave them the whole spiel, front to back on salvation and his word. I said the whole thing on, you know, Isaiah comes down and brings us nourishment, and it is us who must nourish him with through... It, you know, within, throughout, but it is through that we must understand the word of and the topography within our spirit and the real spirit, not the false. And not of the false that we are the true. And it is he who is true and thou shall not be without. So that's what I gave them the whole thing front to back. And this every person over there went.
Oh, yeah. I saw a lot of that.
Like they didn't even for a second care. Mm-hmm. Not even so much like I'm not interested. It's just they don't for not even a second would entertain me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that just to be that rude, I can't believe how an entire country can
get rude.
Rude
culture. You know what?
Rude.
You know what
culture.
They did to me a lot.
Yeah.
Was I would.
No thanks.
I would preach as well.
Yeah.
And speak the gospel.
Yeah.
And they would go like this, all the time.
Yep.
Don't stop. So you know what I would.
This is a hateful. By the way.
Yeah.
We should just say real quick.
Right.
I don't. I'm not incredibly familiar with Japanese culture, but when you see that, I'm just gonna plant my flag here and say that is a hate. That's hateful.
Right. But do you know what I did?
What?
Make that symbol right now. I'll show you what I did. I would say, I see what you're doing, but what you
like
keep doing it. What you need to be doing, and I'll go like this, and then I raise the hand a little bit, and it makes a cross. You see that? And then that was me trying to tell them, like, I know you're trying to be hate, but let's make it great.
Yeah.
I would say that to them a lot.
Yeah.
It didn't work, as I said before.
See,
but I was just thinking outside the box and trying.
Yeah, but
just trying.
You know, and that's what it counts for. Mm. You know, it is he who knows you try. It is he who knows you fail. It is he. It is he. Let us know it is he. And that's just really what it all boils down to. I wrote that. That's not a verse. Anyway. Hold on. Got a message here.
Was it a good one?
No, it's about dinner plans, but I can't.
Right here.
Don't fucking message me when it's... Sorry!
I just...
Tuesday. Hold on. This is Bryant? Bryant. This is on Tuesday. Okay. You need more? Okay. I'm going to do that. Is that okay?
I'm going to apologize to my youth group who I told to watch this. That was... sometimes we all make mistakes. It's a slip of the tongue, I'm sure.
All right, welcome. Today we are brought to you by... We want to just give a thanks to our sponsor tonight. I really could not be more grateful for our sponsor, SumoLounge.com. Mm. These guys have given tremendous support to our whole congregation. Our facility last week, I don't know if you have been by for...
I haven't seen it.
We did youth group last week, and everybody who came in was so surprised because they donated an entire bed of these sumo chairs, and they're like a beanbag, but they're better than a beanbag. Right. It's like, you know, they have other materials and all kinds of stuff. But, you know, what they donated is amazing. We did the whole youth group. Everyone was sitting on the bags and just kind of leaned back. And we did a nacho thing for them. And that was a lot of fun. That was really clever. It was really clever and smart. And so anyway, all these kids sitting on the sumos just made me really happy that we have such support. So I want to say thank you to SumoLounge.com for donating to us. And I want to say thanks to our other sponsor, tremendous sponsor, Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A
has been 100% behind us the entire time. And, you know, I've never, you know, it's rare that you go to a fast food place.
Right.
And you look at the menu and you stand in front of the counter and you stand in front and you just think... And say out loud, I agree with every single thing this restaurant stands for.
That's rare.
That it's rare that you feel like you can do that, but I do that at Chick-fil-A. Mm. I stand there in front of all the employees and I go, I can get behind everything you've ever said on a corporate level.
Mm.
You know, man, what a treat to feel that way.
That's great.
And you can eat that little chicken sandwich and feel good.
Yeah, that's rare, and you know,
piece of chicken on bread, but it's a lot more than that.
It's a lot more than that. I like to eat everything about them. I like to eat them all up.
Yeah.
What's your favorite sauce?
Okay, well, that's another story, but okay. I'll boil it down.
Yeah,
I'll just say, I'm gonna say just the standard Chick-fil-A sauce is really kind of where it's at.
I
I sometimes try the, I've been told a few times to try the Polynesian sauce, but I don't much go for ethnic food.
Yeah, that's not my comfort zone.
What do you think?
I like things a little spicier.
Yeah.
So I eat the ranch sauce.
Okay.
Which.
A little zesty.
It's pretty like hot. That. So if you're going to have their buttermilk ranch sauce, make sure you have a glass of water next to you.
Yeah.
But it's good.
Yeah.
If you like the heat,
yeah,
you'll like it.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you know. So anyway, we want to say thank you to them, and we're also going to give a thank you to Big Lots.
Oh yeah.
Big Lots has just been
great store.
Tremendous, and you know, they've just been supplying everything. That that's the only place my family. Someone asked me yesterday.
Yeah.
You got all this Big Lots stuff. Big Lots is the only place you shop at? And I went, honestly, yeah.
Yeah. What else do you mean? I go to Kohl's. Are they a sponsor? Did we get them?
Yeah. No, that's okay. You it's fine. You can go there.
Because they have
real
name clothing. Mm-hmm. You can get really nice attire. And it's on from like the real stores, and they give it to Kohl's, and you buy it there for way cheaper. So that's what we do with my family. So
well, great.
If you want a new Sunday outfit, I would say go to Kohl's.
Well, I just want to chime in for a minute and just say that Big Lots stays closed on Sundays. Not every store does that.
They do. I didn't know they did.
Not
that.
Every store does.
Well, maybe I'll give them my patronage then, because I can get behind that.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
I don't like anything being up on Sundays, right?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Right. Well, said you like Kohl's. So we're going back to gaming for a moment. But, you know, in all honesty, Nintendo kind of stole the show, I feel like, this week. I think we can move on. Obviously, all the gamers out there, we can thank you. I didn't thank Hobby Lobby. Put a plug for Hobby Lobby.
Bryant.
Put a plug for Hobby Lobby. We didn't cover it. When you put this together, have a whole segment on Hobby Lobby.
And how great they are.
And
things we can get behind.
I just forgot. I don't know. I'm human. Okay. So this week in movies, we went to a lot of different films. You know, of course, obviously Christmas break. And I did say Christmas break.
Yeah.
Was full of all kinds of holiday movies.
Christmas.
This last Christmas break was full of all kinds of festive Christmas movies, and just everyone was in the spirit. And so I really enjoyed a lot of films that I saw, I know for a gift, my dad got me the Christopher Nolan box set. I'm a huge Nolanite.
Batman.
Give me
the Batman man.
Yeah. Huh.
I call him.
I'm a Batman man. It's kind of funny how you say it twice.
That's why I said
and
that.
And it gets to that. But
that was a joke.
But what I really adore about those movies, what I like is, what do you have? Batman Begins. It's got to start somewhere. That's the first one of the three-part trilogy. And then part two, The Dark Knight. Not my favorite. Heath Ledger was sinful, and everyone knows his history.
It was too scary.
And he,
I'll say it.
You know,
I'll say it. Too scary.
You know, it's not controversial, but he deserved what he got. So that's part two.
Yeah.
Part three. That's what I like, because guess what? The Dark Knight rises.
Rises. I never.
And it's
put
a
that
whole
together.
Allegory about if you watch that movie and you watch it really carefully, it's all in the details. You watch that movie. Bane brings out his whole army.
Right.
He has his whole army of the League of Shadows to descend upon the city.
Shadows.
Right. And then who comes to combat them is the entire police force of the city, of Gotham City. And they run, and Treat Williams, God bless him, is one of my favorite actors.
God bless him.
And he is the leader of the police force.
Mm.
And he charges into battle with those police.
His name is Treat?
Yes. And apropos, because his scene is a treat, and what happens is what happens. I mean, the you see gunfire, the cops are all mowed down, just completely. Guns all across.
Terrible.
Murdered.
Terrible.
And then what do they show? They show Treat Williams, he's dead on the ground.
Oh, no.
Notice how I'm laying.
I'm noticing.
If you look at his glove in that scene,
yeah,
there's a wound right there. This is not a joke. This is not a joke.
Okay.
Right there.
Yeah.
Does that remind you of anybody?
It does. That was who it reminded me of. That's the person.
So, and I think the point of that scene is to show, wow, what a sacrifice. You know, how, you know, he's the real hero. Treat Williams is the real hero of that movie. But I like that the supporting actor of the movie, the supporting role, is played by Christian Bale. You know, it's kind of something to think about.
That is something to think about.
Yeah.
That's a, you know, that it's a strong name.
Yeah.
Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. Maybe my next one I'll name Christian, because I like that.
Yeah.
If you say about. Like, hi, I'm Christian and I'm a Christian, that works on several levels. Mm-hmm. And I like that. Okay.
So it's kind of neat to just kind of
the next
about
time I
and take that in and
next just time
kinda
I
soak it up and you know kind of digest it and absorb it and kind of just through osmosis take it in and just kind of feel it and swim around in it and just kind of breathe it in and send it out and just kind of roll in it, but all at the same time learn it and feel it and digest it and just take it in and be within and be without. And you know, it's just how, anyway, I'm sorry, I could go all day, but it's just kind of how I feel when I watch that. So anyway, I watched those films. But the one thing I want to say I just saw in the movie theaters is this new movie, The Post.
Tom Hanks.
This is the new Spielberg film.
Did John Williams do the music for this as well?
John Williams did the music.
Wow, that guy's still kicking.
But I wasn't really into the film because there's kind of a anti-newspaper vibe to it. Like the paper, they're having such a bad time that... Mm. There's kind of an anti, and I feel like anti paper. It starts to get into anti the written word, and the written without the written word is kind of not.
We're lost.
Yeah. So I'm not really. It wasn't really. That was an F.
So the Post was anti paper.
Yeah,
that's terrible.
Yeah. So anyway, saw that film.
F. You said.
Yeah. F. But man, for my money, Jumanji.
Kevin Hart. Whatever Kevin Hart does, I will see it.
I
will see whatever he does, depending on the rating.
Yeah.
Anything he sees, I'll see.
Yeah.
So he was good.
Yeah. Just incredible. Kevin Hart was just mind-blowing. I mean, it was just kind of like how, award season's coming up. It definitely became clear why they released that movie when they did.
I think that... the snubbing of Kevin Hart is about to end. Is that what you're going to say?
Yep.
Because he's been snubbed several times.
Yep.
Great. Can't wait.
Kevin, I feel like we got some Kevin Hart.
Mm, that's good.
Okay.
How was The Rock in that? He is, his body is magnificent, right?
Yeah.
It is.
Well, listen, I had one run-in when I was in Hollywood. Long story short, I've been trying to pitch a children's series for years now. And when I was in LA, I was trying to pitch that. It's this whole thing. I won't get into it too much, but it's this whole thing about it's gummy worms.
Oh.
The series. Remember what I showed you?
I didn't remember.
I'm not very good at CGI, but
he's good at this CGI.
But it was a computer animated story, and it's just we only have limited resources to animate, so it's really just kind of these shapes. It's abstract, really.
It's a work in progress.
Yeah, it's just abstract. I learned how to do worms, basically. I don't really know what else you would call them. They don't look like anything other than worms. They're just kind of like these
squiggles. Nothing.
I don't know. But, that's what we have to work with. And that's what I've been telling these people in L.A. I bring them the footage and I say, if I had the budget that you have, I could make this more. But right now it's just a bunch of squiggles.
Can I tell you that I think that... But, go ahead.
Let me finish your story.
Your rock story.
I'm just showing. I'm going to every production house in the city and showing them these squiggles. I don't know what to make of this, but it could be something if you give me the money. And so far no takers. But I want it to be a strong Christian story and a strong Catholic story specifically, just because of what the Pope went through this past year and just this whole. I speak thee unto what is done to me, but unto though let me drink your seed. In hopes that it may flourish and it may, and the forest may
impregnate the earth.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, that's the Catholic version is a little bit different. But anyway, so I tell them this. They say, I don't care. The whole thing, it's a negative thing. Middle fingers, the whole bit. So I left and I went outside and I see this giant man. I see this giant man, no hair.
Yeah. Oh.
Walking that way. I'm going this way. And I go, that's The Rock. That's The Rock.
You saw him.
And I go, and I want to make sure he doesn't miss me.
Okay.
So I walk up to this guy's back and I.
You touched him.
And I'm talking like a sonic boom.
Yeah.
Too hard.
Oh, no.
Too hard. No. Yeah, well, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, you got with The Rock, you got to go softer.
Yeah, and I do that.
What happened?
He turns around.
Okay.
This guy, and it's almost like happening in slow motion.
Of course.
Like, this guy's.
He's so big, it has to be in slow motion.
And he goes. Like slow motion. And it's not The Rock.
Oh.
And he just says under his breath, he says it so low, and he goes. I'm Chris. And I go, Chris? That's...
That...
So anyway, not much else to that story, but it was just kind of surprising. I thought
if
it was The Rock.
I saw The Rock, I would not hit him like you did. I think that was the wrong move,
yeah.
If I may say so.
Yeah.
You know, just give him like, hey, nice to meet you, and then maybe a little arm... You know, yeah. I just want to feel what it's doing. Like, if you work so hard on his arms, like I'm sure he has arms day.
Yeah.
And I want to know, like, what does that feel like?
Most people like to be greeted by touching.
And I think
that's
so.
I try to touch as much as possible just because it gets the, you know, the spirit. The spirit carries through the vessel, and the vessel is the body, and my body is unto you, and I will touch you regardless of your thought.
That's nice.
And that's Jesus, his first words when he learned to talk.
That's great.
As a baby.
That's
Those
so
were his
great.
First
one. That's so great.
So what we thought we would do is we could speak to was there a film that you wanted to talk about? Did you have any film discussions?
No, but I was going to tell you that if you want to get a movie made, do not go to L.A. That is Sin City times a million.
I'll never go back.
That is like Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I've never been, but I've seen several documentaries before I turned them off.
Yeah.
And I would say try going to like a Lee Summit, Missouri, and there's got to be a production studio there that would be interested. But I would stay out of Los Angeles or California, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, well, we stream from Texas, and we plan to stay here.
We're staying in Texas.
Staying here. This is where our good friend Joel does his. And actually, you know, what I thought I would share, and I'm really excited to show this. We were at, you know, I invited you to our congregation last week.
I remember.
And again, some of the things at his church are what a lot of people consider to be sick and unjust. But we allowed him to come into our church, and it was a really special day because I want to say Father Omer gave this talk last week, and I thought that it was... You ever have one of those kind of sermons where you think they're talking directly to you? Someone leaked something.
I completely agree with you.
He gave this talk that was it was to say it was inspiring is putting it mildly.
You have it.
Well, we're gonna go to a live. I think he's giving the same. I think this is the same. It's from the same lesson we've kind of been going over the past month.
Right.
And we're going to go to a live camera now and just show some of what he's talking about. Because people at home, I think you could learn a lot from this. And not just with gaming, but, you know, when you're approached with secular material and secular, you know, situations, basically. You know, a lot of kids are going to college and they're going to face secularism.
You don't want anyone to go to college.
We're going to go to his talk right now, and Father Omer is going to talk kind of about that situation. So we're going to take
for you. We'll be glad to. Let's bow our hearts for prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the... Oh God, because joy has come into the world. Thank you, Lord.
Son of a bit. What? Sorry. We're just gonna continue.
That
I'm sorry.
Was
about
a
that.
Shame.
Yeah, that was
Father,
a really shame.
Father
Omer
really
just
had some great things
that.
To say, yeah. And I just.
I think that whole thing was.
I don't know who was that. Daryl, who knocked that over.
Yeah, we'll have some words for Daryl later because
I've told. I've told Daryl so many times to
watch his step and maybe not be on stage if he can't mind his own space. Anyway, we're going to move on. Today, one of the things that we do every week here on in the CGI Consortium is we say a few words that meant a lot to us over the week. Maybe it's a good deed we did, or maybe it's just something that we, you know, felt. Just a word. And so I thought I would start, and you throw one back at me, and I'll throw one back at you. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll say holy.
I will say a great word that I heard this week was tolerance.
You know, I just love that segment every week. And I think that by doing it, it just gets the words out and it just puts those thoughts in people's heads. And how can I interpret that? And how can I take that and put it into another thing? And basically, I wrap myself into my shroud of the soul. The soul is the blanket, and the blanket is a, you know, is wet with her filth. And and that's always been up to interpretation. No one knows who said it.
No, I know.
So anyway, what I wanted to show as well today, and a segment that I also always really enjoy is we call it Christians on the Beat. And basically, what we like to do is we go out on the street and interview, you know, people in the Catholic or Christian world, you know, depending on where you stand, and just kind of see where they are at in terms of, you know, the topography of the nation and where we stand as a whole. So we're going to go to a segment of people on the street and just kind of give you their two cents. I really like this because it's the average person.
And you want to hear what the average person has to say.
Yeah. So we're going to go and take a look at that and find out. Yeah! What the fuck, Bryant?
Okay, so clearly Bryant was watching something else.
Okay, that was not the clip.
I just want to apologize to everyone else who saw that. Bryant. Was clearly watching something else that wasn't.
It wasn't even.
I filmed the whole bit.
We exported it last night.
I filmed a whole segment, and I spent the whole day.
This is two segments that haven't worked. I'm just saying, there's two segments that haven't worked.
Okay, sorry about that. We have some things to work out. So what we're going to do right now, we had four more segments, but I'm afraid to cut.
I wouldn't cut to those.
Yeah, I wouldn't. So we're going to just go to our phone lines right now. Our name on Skype is MEGA64 podcast. Brian, what is that?
Isn't this the time also while we're waiting for the phone calls that we have our fan art corner? Do we have any fan art of us that people have sent in?
Yeah. I didn't bring it.
Ah. Okay. There's no.
I didn't bring it. Bryant is supposed to have all this.
So do they call him?
He's supposed to have all this. Do you understand? Yeah.
Are we using?
We're live now. We're live now. We're not. No one had time to edit this.
Are we using Skype or Discord tonight?
We're using Skype. Discord had this whole thing where they donated money to all these equality groups.
They did? Because my congregation uses Discord. Should we not do that?
No.
Oh.
Not. No. You can. Whatever you guys do in your building is not.
I did not know. Business.
We're going to talk to, this is Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
Discord had this whole thing. Where,
oh, whoa. Hey, how's it going?
Okay, Jeffrey, hi.
Jeffrey. Oh, that's the, what
oh,
is no. that?
Oh, God, that's not it.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, we can hear you.
Hang on a quick sec.
Look like there's some blasphemous material on screen.
We're just having a real heck
Jeffrey,
of a time.
Jeffrey, please don't speak for a second, please.
Yeah, Jeffrey, for a second.
We're just going to go ahead and...
You got it.
Okay.
Is that him?
Oh, my God.
Jeffrey, is that you? Yeah, it's you.
This is me live.
We're putting you
picture.
In the... putting you right there. Putting you in the hot seat.
Anyway, I hope it's not too hot, Jeffrey.
Yeah, my seat's pretty cold, actually, you know, in New York.
Okay,
you
know, stop talking for a second, and we'll figure this out. So, oh, my God. It's breaking the whole thing.
Is it really?
Jeffrey, what did you do?
No.
I am playing Assassin's Creed right now. So maybe that's
no, hold on.
Now, see, now that.
Just better. Talk. Just I don't want to. I don't want to look at him. Talk. Just talk. The whole. It's visually distracting.
Yeah, Jeffrey, I'm distracting the room.
Go ahead and talk.
Hey, how's it going,
Jeffrey,
CGI?
Speak, please.
Go, hello, can you hear me?
Jeffrey, hi. Yeah, hi.
Jeffrey, this
Jeffrey
week we're talking
from
about...
New York.
Yep.
What's the word that you heard this week that you really thought about and enjoyed?
What are some what I heard?
What's the word? If you had to choose one word that meant a lot to you this week, what was it?
I heard the word bazinga recently, and that reminded me of the Big Bang Theory.
Now, I will say that the Big Bang Theory, I do not watch. I do not watch that show, but Young Sheldon, I will admit, I will cop to that. I think that is
Young Sheldon is a completely different production.
That is a terrific show.
That they aced.
It really bums me out when I think of like this sweet boy turns into this deviant man Sheldon that is in the Big Bang Theory. What happened? I don't want to see teenage Sheldon because that's where I think things go wrong.
I'll say from the two times that I watched Big Bang Theory, they are disgusting. Mm. They sin and they masturbate. More than one episode. And you know what's crazy about it?
What's that?
Have you watched a lot of episodes? Like a lot?
I have not.
Okay.
I have not. Thank God.
Not only do they masturbate, they show it.
They show the masturbation.
Yeah.
Now.
They show it and not an implication or a joke like version of it.
They actually do it.
Full blown. Open.
Oh, no.
Penis.
And then
I mean, these are hard to hear. These words are hard to hear.
They're hard to hear, but I think that parents out there should know what is out there.
They showed a full... There's one episode that I've heard, I haven't watched it, is a full 22 minutes of only masturbation. And I'm sorry. Once I heard that, I said...
The fact that now CBS is showing an erect penis, really... I mean,
that's too much.
Terrible, and I don't know what we're supposed to do about it.
Yeah.
Like, you can only laugh. The world's getting so bad.
Yeah.
Shame on CBS.
It was an hour-long episode. Sorry.
Terrible.
Allergies in here.
Everyone,
and,
I would hope.
Okay, let's talk to
everyone to tweet at CBS.
Everyone tweet at CBS. Everyone tweet at CBS. Why did you show that?
And say, why did you show an erect penis?
Why did you show that on TV? They'll know what you mean. Just tweet at them. At CBS. Why did you show that?
Everyone tweet at CBS.
If you want to specify, you can, but I'm so disgusted.
I would specify. The world should know. The CBS should be held accountable for showing an erect penis. Anyway, sorry.
Erect
caller.
Penis? And not just that. I hate to say this stuff, but the full stroke. Every rub, and I'll just say the F word, and I'm sorry, but fluid.
That's unbelievable.
Okay, Clock Radio, is Clock Radio your name?
It's not my Christian name, but you guys can
stop
Clock Radio.
Talking, please. All right, we're doing. No, he doesn't do this at his organization.
I don't do this.
But we whenever we do youth group and on Wednesday nights, typically we have confessional. So go ahead and just confess what, you know, your sins from the past. I don't know when the last time it was you had confession. Say your name, state the last time you had confession, and then confess your sins. Go ahead.
The terrible thing you've done. Go ahead.
My name is Justin. And I'd like to confess.
When was the last date of confession, please?
10 years ago.
Okay. Mm. Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I would like to confess that I have been using the pizza tracker, the official Papa John's pizza tracker, to get my pizza to my house.
Okay.
I know it's frowned upon in my flock.
Oh, well, because I think Papa John's is great. Personally, I feel like another company that...
Did he say Papa John's or did he say Domino's?
He said Papa John's. He said Papa John's, right?
Yeah, Papa John's.
Yeah, Papa John's
is great.
No, great. That's great.
They have a pizza tracker? Papa John's has a pizza tracker?
I don't know.
It was just Domino's.
I have a flip-flum, so I don't know what that...
You know?
Because if Papa John's is stealing proprietary technology, then this is a whole other...
Well, maybe they came up with the first. Again, I just want to say how much of a fan I am of Papa John. And whenever he has those commercials with Peyton Manning, let me tell you, I make my whole household be quiet because they know Daddy's watching the Papa John Peyton Manning mashup. And I just really get a kick out of that.
I agree. And let me just say what happened to Papa John was sick. I know you personally told me you stood with his beliefs.
I'll always stand with Papa John's beliefs, whatever they may be.
I just think, you know, he stands up for his values, and the values are under attack. So we have to stand by him. Stand by him. Notice I said that word. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Right.
But I think it's brave. Really sick.
Brave to say.
I think we're in a very sick place, and I'm not just talking pizza, you know?
Do you know, Justin?
I do. Unfortunately, I do. You know, when you're sick, you get better. You get healthy.
You can.
You pray.
Or you die.
Yeah.
Unless you treat your body and soul the way that Lord wants.
Okay. Healthcare is a privilege, not a right. So
that's right.
All right. I'm going to hang up on them.
Same with water, if you think about it.
Yep.
That's a privilege.
Yep.
And I think that we should all
honor that.
Honor that. That's what Jesus taught.
And respect Nestle.
I respect Nestle.
Why is there, you know, every single
day. Another great company.
You know, something that upsets me, and I hate to get on my soapbox, but something I hate about young people today and what they do is when they don't like something, they complain about it.
Mm.
Okay, the next call is from Walter. We're going to talk to Walter.
Hello, Walter.
Hi, am I on the air?
You are.
Fuck.
Okay. All right. Thanks. You gotta screen the calls, Bryant. You understand? Screen them.
Again,
this is live.
I have to apologize to my entire youth group congregation. I am so sorry that we got a crank caller.
Fuck you too. Sorry. Okay, we're welcome back. We're gonna do our next call.
Brian, how are we doing on time?
Brian, are we good on time?
Wrap it.
Hello. I'm on the middle. Don't tell me to wrap it up when I just picked up a call. You understand? I just picked up. Hey.
Hi. Hello.
Chester, who is this?
Hello. Am I on the air?
Yeah.
Okay. I won't pull any sick jokes. No sick jokes on my end. I called in.
Thank you.
This wonderful, wonderful heavenly show.
Okay.
Well, what's
full respect for me.
Thank you. I have respect. What is the purpose of your call?
Called in to discuss the topic of, you know, the Lord, heaven.
Great topic.
Yes. Wonderful topic. I agree. I was wondering, do you think, you know, the Lord, Savior Jesus Christ, never say his name in vain, would he wear Crocs? Or just regular old, you know, moccasins.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
This is a ridiculous call. That was ridiculous.
I'm trying so hard not to say the things that I want to say.
Don't say those things.
I'm F-U-C-K. Tell her you want me to talk to me. Joe La... Christopher. We'll talk about Christopher. No, he hung up on us. Erroneous Monk. Hopefully not too erroneous. We'll talk to you. Erroneous Monk.
Oh, help. Yes, hello.
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 I was listening into the show today, and I've been seeing some things I don't really care for.
What was that?
There's some words that I just don't really like, and I'm thinking that I feel like I'm going to have to pull out of my patronage of this show of yours because I just don't like hearing those things.
Don't do that. We're just saying that Papa John's is a great company. So
that's all we said.
And, you know, their pizza is good and reasonably priced. And if you can't handle that,
do you have a specific example of something that you had a problem with, and maybe we can work through
this? I know there was that one caller that tried pulling a trick on you, and that was very unchristian of them to do that. But I feel like Rocco, your response to that was very unchristian as well. I feel you should have just turned the other cheek in that situation. You know, quote Jesus.
Well, there's always a verse that I turn to in times like that. It is he of the flame that speaks with the spark. And it is the tongue that strokes the sack of inequality and injustice.
Injustice for all. And that's exactly what I say too.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what the fucking Bible you're
reading.
This is it. Okay. Bryant.
We just want to end on a positive night.
This is a nightmare.
This is not unfolding the way that I wanted. So we're going to end on a final note here. We're going to talk to this person, Slinky.
Again.
Hello, my brothers.
Hello.
Hello, my brothers. I call covering my face because I am ashamed. I have found a way of the devil, and I need repentance.
Okay. What? What have you
Where
done?
Where should we help you?
What have you done?
I've been looking at a lot of things online, converting me to jihad.
This is a serious subject, and this is not a serious call, and no. I don't appreciate any of it.
I think it's time to give up on
that.
I think it's time,
and, that is it's a sad state of affairs that you want to call and, you know, prank.
Hold on. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for calling.
We're not taking calls anymore.
Okay, bye.
Oh,
bye.
Wait.
What?
What?
Oh.
What was the problem that you're having?
What would the call have been?
I just wanted to say that I hope you guys are having a great day.
See, now this is the kind of positivity that we need in today's society.
But we stopped taking calls, so...
We did stop taking calls.
Okay, sorry, goodbye.
This call never happened. But if that would have happened, I wouldn't say thank you.
If we had that during the call section.
If that was during the call section, that would be a great positive thing. So call next time, but before that jihad guy. Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
What a waste.
That was a bummer.
That was a total waste.
Well, I want to thank you for having me on your show.
Okay.
I had a great time.
Whatever.
And I want to say now to my family, it's bedtime. I messed that up. Bathtime, bedtime, because you should do that before the bed. Not
I just
after.
Feel like we talk on here no, every week, after. And then you get a chance to meet and speak to the people that you're broadcasting to, and that's who you get.
You know, I feel like sometimes it's another test. The Lord tests us, and we have to respond in kind, and you have to not worry about all the negativity out there. Only a certain amount of people go to heaven anyways, so hopefully we will go. And he will be in hell, and he'll be scratching.
Just makes you wonder if it's worth it.
He'll be scratching at the charred walls of the damned while we're in his glory. So that's the choice you have to make. I've made my choice. And I also would like, again, to say shame on CBS.
Fuck God.